This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Bella Mafia by Linda LaPlante. Prologue. The arrest of Tommaso Busetta, one of the most knowledgeable members of the Mafia to turn informer, not only began the roundup of the heads of three New York families, but led eventually to their roots, to Palermo, and the Mafia's biggest trial in history. About to be arrested on charges of extortion, the suspected head of the Gambino family, Paul Castellano, was murdered as he entered a Manhattan steakhouse. Sentences of 100 years each were given to Anthony Dux Corallo, Carmino Persico, and Anthony Fat Tony Salerno. The prosecutors felt that only sentences of this length could ensure the end of the powerful Don's ability to continue their rule even from behind bars. If there were a chance that the headmen, the Dons, would be released within their lifetimes, they could still dominate, still threaten, and their orders could be carried out. But with 100-year sentences, no one would be afraid of them. In the long run, it was hoped the invincibility of the Mafia would disappear. There was no longer any valid point to being a member. If the leaders could be convicted of their real crimes rather than just tax evasion, more and more people would risk turning against mob rule. Busetta had opened a dam, and others prepared to breach Omerta, the Mafia's strict rule of silence, began to come forward. In the United States, many of the Mafia's so-called new recruits...